You're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam joined by Austin College head women's basketball coach Michelle Feilander. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate all you do.
Coach, headed into your second season as the head basketball coach for Austin College, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you head into your second season, it's definitely got a different feel to it, just from the sense of you got a little bit better understanding of how things work, even just small little things administratively. So, but not only that, a greater, better familiarity, I think, for the players on the team. You've spent a year with them now. You kind of have a better feel for what they're capable of, and I think that they certainly have a better feel for me and what my expectations are from time to time. There's a lot less guesswork going on during the second time around. So it's created a comfort feeling, I think, for me and for them. So it's a good thing. And as we move into this year, our biggest goal is just to see improvement, to see the things that we're putting in and some of the foundational type things really start blossoming and working for us. So that's kind of where we're headed.
Coach, 7-17 a year ago, 5-11 in conference play. Just talk about what your team learned over the course of last season as you head into this year.
Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, you know, sometimes it's better to you hate to obviously go through anything like that, but at the same time, I think sometimes players and young adults can learn a little bit more from what they don't want as opposed to constantly getting what they do want. So in a lot of ways, it was a growing experience, especially for a young team, to be very honest. And it really motivated them. They hit that adversity, and I'm very, very pleased with what the returners kind of decided to do with that. They really put in a lot of good work back in the spring, carried it throughout the summer, came back in the fall in great shape, and doing some good things to add to their individual games and also work on what it means to be a team moving into this year. So, not fun when you go through it, but at the same time, I'm very pleased with how they've responded, not just as individuals, but as a team and what they've been able to create for themselves moving forward. I think it's definitely, been a good thing to watch them mature and watch them now create a culture that they want to thrive in. So it's been good for us so far.
Coach, I look on your roster, you have four seniors with your group this season. Just talk about the importance of these four seniors, not only with their play on the floor, but also in terms of leadership as you guys continue to move forward and build this program in your second year.
Mm-hmm. You know, not enough can be said. I mean, as far as senior leadership is concerned, it's always a big deal as you move season to season to season, because there's just no replacing that kind of experience, and especially too because seniors tend to have that sense of urgency about them. So a good group of seniors that communicate well, that can communicate well not just within themselves but also to their teammates, is kind of a big deal. To this point, I've been extremely happy with those four seniors and the ownership that they've taken over the preseason and moving into October 15th and our practices through the first month. They've done a great job, I think, recognizing the differences amongst themselves within their class and how that translates to the rest of the team. You know, we have each of them has a different strong point and a different personality characteristic that relates to some people on the team and not others. And they've done a good job of splitting responsibilities and communicating and motivating and encouraging, but also, you know, we talk a lot about self-leadership and leading by example first and foremost, and they've really bought into that concept and done a great job of, I think, being that for us this year. So I'm excited for them. I'm excited for what they've been able to accomplish in just this short preseason so far.
Coach, a season ago your team held opponents to shooting just 36.5% from the field. How do you continue that trend defensively moving into this season?
You know, for us, I think that was definitely one of our strong points as we moved through the year last year, and certainly as we continue to move through this year, was actually our ability to kind of hold teams down a little bit. I think we, on average, held teams to something like 54, 55 points a game, which is doing pretty good for from a defensive standpoint. So that was something that we did find as a positive and something we wanted to continue to bring into this year. And it's just a matter of what we emphasize. And, you know, we set certain performance goals, and that defensive field goal percentage and points given up are two of our big, big goals that we try to focus in on every single game. So it's just a matter of what you choose to emphasize and doing that consistently from that point forward.
Coach, last year also rebounding, your team did a good job, fourth in the conference, plus 4.3 rebounds per game. Just talk about the importance of rebounding and how you need to continue to crash the boards again this year.
Sure, absolutely. You know, controlling the boards is a big deal. It's all the little stuff, and we talk about that all the time, all the little things that go into you know, the result kind of taking care of itself and making sure if you're taking care of those small components through the course, any course of the game consistently and getting a majority of you know, I think we put 11 out there. If we get a majority of those 11, at least 5 or 6 of those 11, then we can say we're going to be pretty successful in the end without ever having to focus on the winning or the losing portion of it. And the rebounding, of course, comes into play. You know, and I think it's probably not unlike everybody else you hear. It's a little cliched, but it's true, is that rebounding is hard. Rebounding is not really skill related. It's not talent related. It's just a matter of discipline and consistency and doing it every time. You just got to want it a little bit more than somebody else. So we try to focus in on that. We do some different things in practice, and just, again, it's a constant emphasis on that portion of the game.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Austin College head women's basketball coach Michelle Filander. And Coach, looking back at last year, a little trouble in terms of turnovers, your turnover margin -5.5 on the season. Just how do you try and fix that up going forward this year and protect the ball a little bit more as we head into the season?
Well, we've attacked that from a couple of different angles. Obviously, you know, one of the first steps to turning this to building a program is being self-aware. So we're very self-aware of that particular statistic. So going forward, we've attacked it in a couple of different ways. One, the same way that we've focused in on the defense and the rebounding portion of it, and that's with that daily emphasis. So we have turnover limits when we do offensive drills in practice. The girls, you know, the team knows that we're doing a particular drill. You've got a limit on your turnovers for that drill, and if you hit your limit before the time drill is up, well, then we've got to deal with it from there. So we've been a lot more focused on that moving forward than we ever have before, and I think it is starting to translate from some of the stats we're keeping early on in this particular season, but also, you know, from a standpoint that we've got some experience now in our backcourt between you know, some of our senior guards as well as a junior returning to us. And then also, you know, I can't say enough about recruiting in a point guard, which we were successful at doing this past recruiting year. So we tried to attack that from two very different standpoints. And I'm thinking and certainly hoping that it's going to translate the way that we want it to this year.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as you guys have gone through preseason and get prepared for another year?
My biggest, I guess it's not so much a surprise. I certainly would have expected it of them, but I guess more surprised as how encouraged I am by the atmosphere they have created for themselves moving into this year. It was just so so motivating for me to watch this group really come together this preseason, really working hard, really buying in to the vision and to the expectations now the program. We've been able to be a little bit more demanding of them from all different aspects, whether it comes from a classroom aspect or the service component and giving back and understanding, you know, that college basketball is a privilege. So from all those different areas, we've been able to really step it up on them and be a bit more demanding, and they have just responded to it every step of the way. And at the same time, you know, they are getting the initiative component of it, and they are really taking that to heart, and they're really buying in to that. So that's been the best part for me, is to watch this team evolve, mature, grow, and really watch them, I think, turn into a team that knows what they want and understands that they have the ability to go out and get it through some hard work and teamwork and understanding one another and using one another for good things.
Coach, each season is different. Each team is different. With that being said, obviously, the graduation of seniors and the incoming of freshmen. Talk about this freshman group that you went out and recruited and brought in. Do you feel like you have some girls that can really help make an immediate impact on the floor for your team this year?
You know, in my first recruiting class, there's some trial and error, I think, that goes on with just trying to get a feel for the recruiting landscape in a new place for me and in my first year. So I knew that there were some definite things that we absolutely had to get in this recruiting class. First and foremost, obviously, being a point guard for us, we certainly needed that. So we were successful there. So that was my first goal. But my second goal was just to get people in here who had been associated with good programs, with programs who had some winning reputations, and also a group of people who I knew understood the vision of the program and where we're going, and could buy into that from the moment they were on campus as recruits, as opposed to have to get them in here and work on them for a few months once they were freshmen. They knew coming in what the expectation was going to be from everything, from how you work, how you go to class, how you treat each other, and finding that, and finding some hard workers and people who were gym rats and understood what it's going to take to continue to build us to where we need to be, and who could understand, you know, the patience factor in that and the incremental process that we're going to have to go through. So that was my big goals, was to get obviously what we needed, but at the same time bringing in people that were going to add to us from a philosophical standpoint. So I'm excited because we've certainly done that. I think we've got some pleasant surprises in our freshman class. Early on, I've been very pleased with what they've been able to do so far, and they certainly have been filling their roles very, very well to this point.
Coach, the SCAC is an extremely competitive league. As a head coach, what's the biggest challenge you face navigating through the SCAC conference schedule?
You know, and I was just thinking about this over the weekend, actually, as I was kind of just thinking back to some time I've spent as an assistant coach, and that is most definitely true. It is certainly incredibly competitive. I think that we see some of the best competition on a night-in and night-out basis than a lot of conferences out there. So it certainly presents its set of challenges, the biggest thing, but at the same time, you know, it's what you're able to adjust to. If that's what you see, then that's what you get used to, and that's not a bad thing to get used to, is to happen to get after it each and every single night. So the biggest challenge is just being, you know, prepared for everything that comes at you, and having the teams in a place where they have the ability to compete night in and night out at their very best, because somebody else is bringing their very best every day. So it definitely does prove itself challenging, but in the end, I think, you know, that's where we put some, as a conference, we put some pretty good teams out there.
Coach, finally, as you guys prepare and head into this new season, what are some of the goals that you have for this Austin College team heading into the year?
You know, we've got some goals and some themes for this year. Obviously, improvement being first and foremost. We don't necessarily classify that in terms of wins and losses, because I don't know how much you can realistically do without, you know, finding more negatives than positives as you try to go down that road. So we have things that we know we want to do consistently well as a team, and also just the atmosphere that we wanted to create as a group was a big goal. The understanding that, you know, being competitive, and not just competitive, but being a winning program in this conference and in Division III as a whole, and what that takes, and understanding the work ethic and the initiative and what it takes to be successful with what we do, you know, is still very much a process and a goal for us. You know, if you think you've got it, then you don't. So you want to continue being vigilant about that. The other thing for us is continuing to understand what it means to be a team. So we have some intangible goals. We do definitely have performance goals that we've set out for ourselves, and we just want to see improvement in all of those aspects. I think the other stuff will kind of take care of itself, so long as we're focused on the things we need to be focused on.
Austin College head women's basketball coach Michelle Filander, again, the Roos open up their 2011-12 basketball campaign November 15th at home against University of Texas. Tyler, coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you. We appreciate it again.